Look, Rumsfeld screwed the U.S. government. He screwed the American public. Because he, first off, Chalabi, I think, was an Iranian agent of influence. And the Iranians are laughing their heads off because they pulled off the best strategic deception in our history. They got six really ignorant people to believe Chalabi, who had already been fired by CIA as a thief and a liar. Okay? And Chalabi basically, when you're feeding false information, you feed what they want to hear. And so Chalabi fed these morons the hearts and flowers and flowers in the street and smiles and liberation, all that. So Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz were deceived into thinking that Iraq would be a cakewalk and that we could do it light with precision munitions and limited numbers of ground troops. The military professionals told them in no uncertain terms that we needed massive, there's actually a standard number for an occupation army. And make no mistake about it, this was an occupation army, but it wasn't created as an occupation army. It wasn't staffed up. So having gone in and beat the crap out of them, we were then left literally naked and empty. And so Rumsfeld then had to make up for that with a massive influx of reservists who are not trained, equipped, and organized to actually be an occupying army. We broke the social contract with the National Guard. I mean, the deal with the National Guard is weekends and 2 weeks and you know, once every 15 years you replace a body bag. We broke the social contract with them. And so what Rumsfeld has done is put a whole bunch of untrained contractors and untrained reservists in place of the military professionals that, by the way, Clinton cut. Okay? The peace dividend actually gutted the Pentagon on the human side. And Rumsfeld, at the same time, did not fix the human shortfalls when he had his chance. He chose instead to spend $70 billion on weapon systems he still hasn't defined, plus another $7 billion on missile defense, which is a bullet hitting a bullet in the sky. Okay? It ain't going to happen. I mean, these guys are morons in practical, thoughtful terms, but they have some ideological worldviews that are just utterly amazing. And Chalabi literally sucked us into that war because the White House chose to turn off the diplomatic professionals, the intelligence professionals, even as ignorant as they were, the intelligence professionals had serious reservations about this. And the White House basically turned off the military, the diplomats, and the professionals. The media went on this witch hunt. Questioning the war was unpatriotic. And the stupid American public bought it. And Congress bought it. And a lot of us were trying to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I mean, fully paid info ads. You look at my record on my website saying this is nuts.